Southern Italy cracks down on illegal betting operations in Reggio Calabria. Authorities in southern Italy have launched a sweeping investigation into illegal gaming establishments operating across the province. The crackdown directly affects unlicensed operators and sends a clear signal to players that only regulated platforms are permitted under Italian law. The enforcement action was carried out jointly by the Customs and Monopolies Agency and the Financial Police, who conducted coordinated inspections across the coastal region. Maltese-linked operation in Bovolino. Investigators reported the most serious violations in the town of Bovolino, where officers uncovered what they described as a structured illegal betting business. According to officials, the operation was linked to a company holding a Maltese gaming license but lacking authorization to operate in the Italian market. Authorities said the business failed to secure mandatory public safety permits and did not comply with required transparency standards. In addition, investigators found the operators were using the name of a dissolved company, raising further concerns about oversight and accountability. The premises were shut down immediately. For regulators, the case underscores ongoing cross-border challenges in monitoring operators that attempt to leverage foreign licenses without domestic approval. Secret casino club in Condafiore. In a separate raid in Condafiore, police dismantled a private club that had been functioning as an unlicensed casino. Officers seized multiple electronic gambling machines that were programmed to dispense cash payouts. Italian law strictly prohibits the operation of such machines without proper authorization. Authorities confiscated the equipment on site, citing risks to vulnerable consumers and the absence of safeguards normally required under national regulations. Investigators described the venue as operating outside any recognized compliance framework. For residents, the discovery reinforced concerns about hidden gambling venues emerging in local neighborhoods. Heavy fines and criminal review. Those involved now face potentially severe financial penalties. Regulators indicated fines could reach up to €50,000 per violation, depending on the final assessment. Prosecutors in Reggio Calabria and Locri have been notified and will determine whether criminal charges are warranted. Italy's justice system treats illegal gambling as both a financial and consumer protection issue. Beyond monetary sanctions, authorities may seek permanent closure orders against the properties involved. Reform pressure builds nationwide. The raids come at a pivotal moment for Italy's gambling sector. Lawmakers are currently working on a draft decree intended to overhaul land-based gaming regulation and replace what critics describe as a fragmented regulatory framework. The proposed reforms aim to establish a coherent national system covering gaming machines, video lottery terminals, betting shops, and bingo halls. Consumer protection standards are expected to be strengthened, with clearer compliance obligations for operators. However, local municipalities have voiced concerns about potential revenue impacts. Gambling taxes contribute significantly to local budgets, and mayors have requested assurances that any new framework will not undermine municipal finances. For players, the message from Reggio Calabria is straightforward. Unlicensed platforms and unauthorized venues remain firmly in regulators' sights. For operators, particularly those attempting to exploit regulatory gray areas, the recent enforcement wave signals that oversight is tightening as Italy moves toward a more unified national gambling regime.